What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland art gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.
I tell you what would make a great Christmas present for someone is getting them a membership to Auckland Art Gallery. Pretty easy to get one online. Head to the Auckland Art Gallery and just jump online, get it done, and they can head along to the art gallery at any time and check out the full range of exhibitions and
that would be a bit
stuff.
Special, correct?
Yeah, cool. Bit of culture up in that. Now, I recognise that voice.
Get a bit of culture up in that.
Yeah, just get some culture up in there, eh? Hey, Big Hungry, how's it going?
Oh, not bad, mate, not bad. Still down here at the old family homestead, just tying up loose ends, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Sorry, I'll just turn off that Facebook in the background that's beeping.
Yeah, if you don't mind, that'd be great. I don't want to be associated with Facebook right now.
Mm-hmm. Just tying up some loose ends, obviously. We had mentioned that your mother passed away on Sunday, a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, she's officially ruined Bathurst for everyone, so that's great.
Did Bathurst happen?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. No, she actually passed away after Bathurst.
All right, sweet. Okay, sweet. Was it going in the background?
Yeah, the whole day. I had her out in the lounge, so she was in and amongst all the kids screaming and all that, so it was all good.
Oh, man.
It was a beautiful thing, really. Couldn't have gone any better for such a shit situation, to be honest.
Yeah, far out. Oh, mate, much aroha. I mean, I think everyone's heart goes out to you. It's a fucking tough situation, but I guess we all sort of must face it. And onwards and upwards, and I hope everyone's hanging in there and doing all right. You're saying that you're just teaching your dad how to cook.
I've got to teach my dad everything. He's from the generation of the wife did one thing and the husband did another.
Yes.
And there's something really beautiful about that, but in this situation, it's going to be Mr. Willicott 2.0 coming up for sure.
Can he fry an egg and like warm up baked beans in the microwave?
He can burn water.
Okay.
He definitely loves the microwave. You can do the microwave.
Okay, sweet.
And toasted sandwiches. So
I reckon you can have a decent diet. If you can cook an egg, you can warm up baked beans, eat some sort of the wholemeal bread, and throw in some boiled peas, and maybe eat a banana every once in a while. Basically, I'm disclosing my diet. That's my diet. If you can do that, I think you'd be sufficient for a while.
I'm trying to just get them off the microwave and into the oven because everything just tastes better from the oven. But I don't know everyone else's rule for an oven. But basically, fan bake, which I'm telling them is the one that looks like a radiator fan, which if you know my dad, it makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
And basically anything at 180, right? 180 is just like, they should just one temperature on an oven and it's just a matter of time after the 180.
20 minutes at 180.
Yeah, whatever.
If you bring it up to room temp. I mean, I worked at a farmer's market for a long time. And the standard cooking advice is 20 minutes at 180.
Just for everything.
This is it's blanket rule for everything. It depends a bit on size.
It needs another exact 20 minutes.
Yeah, but if it's a small piece of, if it's a small cut of something, it's just like 20 minutes, 180, and you'll be right.
Yeah, it's 180, man. Yeah. It's fucking the setting, eh?
Salt and pepper.
Now we're getting through it, man. But that's not why you called me. You called me because we're doing another little showcase of RPM finalists. Is that the guy?
Yep. You, me, and Harry from Nesfest, the dude who's putting on Nesfest, should be getting on the line at some point as soon as we can rustle everyone, and we're going to decide on finalists. There's eight finalists that are out at the moment. If you head over to Electric Kiwi on Facebook, you'll see everyone up there. There's some BFM favourites. There's Violet Hurst. There's Leaping Tiger. There is a band called Luna Intruder. There's Riki Ruawai. I'm just going off the top of my head here, guys. So
how are the genres, though? Are we all over the place?
I think we're every single genre, and it's like the most broad. It's like essentially a very, very broad lineup of artists, which I think is a great representation because there's so many quality entries. And now
going
to squabble.
New Zealand's music scene, I think, is a lot broader than what you actually see, especially kind of supported by the funding realms, you know. And it's there's a lot of little nooks and crannies that are doing really well, and they just need a little leg up, and hopefully we can sort of jam in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like even if you don't win this competition and you're in a band that has made the finals, we might do something with the Majon. We'll find something.
I think we're kind of general consensus is we, if... We've spotted some talent along the way. We would like to get you in
electric
for a
talent.
Session.
I'll stop you there.
Yeah, electric talent. We'll get you up for a sesh, which we'll get Rick Breeze on the tools.
Wait, what? Right.
Tools in the lounge. He can.
So you get Chris Fowley for the other sesh, but okay,
yeah. But yeah, I mean, well, we're just kind of in the mix, and we'll try and decide on a winner and announce them on Friday. Apparently, you will be back in the 09 on Friday, so perhaps we
That's
do
right.
a show. And Chris from Electric Kiwi, this is just a plug for Friday, basically. It's not even really what's cooking. But Chris from Electric Kiwi will come in and we'll announce a winner. So if you have been in a band and you've submitted, well, we know who the 8 finalists are now, but if you're wondering what's going to bloody happen and who's going to win, keep an ear out.
Fair enough.
Mm.
What's on the menu?
I don't know. I mean, I actually haven't got any music ready, so...
Hey, mate, I'm just a couple more days, right, mate?
I don't want to play... The thing is, if we play any songs by any of these artists now, it's almost like, actually, is that person, like, probably the favourite? And I don't want to do that.
Okay. So what are we doing here? Is this just a little chat?
Oh, yeah, it's just a chat. What's Cooking, thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery. Gave them a plug. Had a chat to you.
Oh, yeah.
You're cooking dinner with your old man.
We're actually doing a pumpkin and feta lasagna with some... pork scotch fillets. So
pork scotch
shout
fillets.
Out to the salad lady, a nice little frozen meal maker down here in Katikati.
Yeah.
I think they're around the place, but good little meal for two. Can I just give them a little plug there?
Oh, like, yeah, nice.
Plug.
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe we just don't like make it. It is what it is. I don't want to lean on any favourites. I think we just hold out till Friday before we play any
yeah,
others from.
We've got to keep your cards close and yeah. Yeah, okay, this is a good little... So we're just dangled the mad carrot right now.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. Okay.
Essentially. That works for me. Does that work for you?
Yeah, it works for me.
Does it work for you, listener? Just 10 minutes on the phone, chatting to Big Hungry there. We'll see you on Friday, mate. We'll see you on Friday.
Okay,
and I've also... Someone's just said, Aroha to Big Hungry, Alison Holt's microwave cookbook, pretty damn good for starter cooks.
Oh, Alison Holt is a total beast. That's a great recommendation, and thank you very much.
All right, mate. Hey, we'll see you on Friday, brother.
All right, kia ora, mate. Take it easy.
What's Cooking? Supported by Auckland Art Gallery Toyo Tamaki. Become a member today for great art benefits.